From the Black Information Network,
this is the BIN Daily Update.
I'm Vanessa Tyler.
And I'm Mike Stevens on your home for 24/7 News, the Black Information Network.
Some of the dead are being buried from that horrendous high-rise fire in the Bronx, New York. The first funerals were for a 12-year-old boy and his 5-year-old sister. But there will be a mass funeral on Sunday at the Islamic Cultural Center in the Bronx. The victims living in America, most from the West African country of Gambia, and their survivors know every face of the dead.
No, one woman in the third floor, 3 children gone. And another African lady in 19th floor, 3 children is gone.
8 children died in the thick black smoke and 9 adults. A space heater sparked it, and doors that were supposed to close but didn't allow the smothering smoke to travel throughout the building and kill.
As officials blame space heaters and doors that didn't close, others say the blame is deeper than that. Black people are dying because of poor residential conditions. So says Juanita Lewis with the group Community Voices Heard. She blames the legacy of zoning laws that force blacks to live in neglected buildings. And she says it's killing us. Just before the Bronx fire, 12 people died, 8 of them children, in Philadelphia. That fire sparked possibly by a child with a lighter, igniting a Christmas tree.
The leader of the Oath Keepers, Stuart Rhodes, is under arrest related to the January 6th Capitol riot. That's according to a statement from the Justice Department. The Oath Keepers is a far-right extremist group that focuses on recruiting military, law enforcement, and first responders. Rhodes is the most high profile among the many from the group who have been arrested so far. Rhodes was at the Capitol but claims he didn't enter the building. He's charged with seditious conspiracy for organizing a plot to storm the Capitol. He is facing decades in prison.
The House Speaker says a voting rights bill is going to the Senate with the prospect it will be up for immediate debate. Before a House vote on the measure, California Democrat Nancy Pelosi said the legislation will stop partisan redistricting, which she claims is popular with the American people.
Today, the House will make a major step toward defending our democracy as we vote to send the Freedom to Vote, John Lewis Act to the Senate for urgent consideration.
Pelosi says the bill will also stop dark money from having influence on elections around the country. She added she's excited and optimistic that the Senate will push the legislation through in time for MLK Day.
Newark, New Jersey is saying goodbye to the street doctor. Earl Bess, known as the street doctor, is a beloved community activist who passed away. Bess, who spent 17 years in prison, made himself a promise that when he got back on the outside, he would commit to changing his community, which needed a healing, and that is why they needed a street doctor. Earl Best, dead at 74. I'm Vanessa Tyler with Mike Stevens on your home for 24/7 News, the Black Information Network.
I'm Mike Stevens.
And I'm Vanessa Tyler on your home for 24/7 News, the Black Information Network.
On this weekend set aside to honor Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and his efforts for civil and voting rights, President Joe Biden says he's not sure if voting legislation will pass this time around. But he says as long as he has breath in his body and he's in the Oval Office, he will fight to get it done.
And the state legislative bodies continue to change the law, not as to who can vote, but who gets to count the vote. Count the vote. Count the vote. Who counts the vote? That's what this is about. That's what makes this so different than anything else we've ever done.
Some suggest a slimmed-down version of voting rights legislation would make passage more likely.
The founder of a Black Country Artist Collective says it's a slap in the face that Morgan Wallen was allowed to perform at the Grand Ole Opry. Last February, Wallen was filmed yelling the N-word on a night out. His album became a top seller that year. Wallen has apologized for the slur.
Republican U.S. Senator Marsha Blackburn had a lot to say when an African-American nominee for a federal judge opening came before her during a nomination hearing.
He has a rap sheet with a laundry list of citations. If Mr. Mathis thought he was above the law before, imagine how he'll conduct himself if he's confirmed as a federal judge.
What was she talking about? Did he rob a bank or something? No. Attorney Bernard Mathis had some traffic tickets about 10 years ago. African-American and former NAACP President Cornell Brooks couldn't believe what he was hearing. He talked about it on CNN.
Humiliating, denigrating, demeaning a black man who has the opportunity to be the first black man to serve on the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Sixth Circuit.
Brooks went on to say Senator Blackburn had her own issue some years ago when she was accused of using her government credentials to try and get out of her own traffic ticket.
Black church groups in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania are demanding the state attorney general investigate the death of a black man in police custody. Trey Thomas has our story.
According to a letter sent yesterday to Attorney General Josh Shapiro, the groups are asking for an independent review of Jim Rogers' death because they feel local agencies cannot credibly investigate themselves. Rogers died in October after being tased, and the medical examiner ruled his death as accidental. The Allegheny County District Attorney's Office said it would cooperate with any state-led investigation. I'm Trey Thomas.
Well, this is an example of giving back. According to Afrotech, black rapper Meek Mill and black actor Kevin Hart are working together to donate $15 million to assist low-income students in 110 schools in their hometown of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. The money will help thousands of black students along with their families who are struggling to survive in a city that has been rocked with poverty and gun violence. I'm Mike Stevens with Vanessa Tyler on your home for 24/7 News, the Black Information Network.
Your money on the Black Information Network.
AT&T and Verizon are ready to expand the rollout of their 5G wireless service after a delay the government requested. The Department of Transportation asked the companies to delay the expansion for 2 weeks after airlines expressed worries that 5G could interfere with critical aviation equipment. AT&T and Verizon at first rejected the government's request, but then announced a two-week delay. The company said they'll expand 5G service beginning January 19th. Well, a new study says extreme rainfall is bad for the economy. The study, published in the journal Nature, found concentrated bursts of daily rainfall decreases economic growth, especially in wealthy countries. Scientists at Germany's Potsdam Institute for Climate Impact Research studied 40 years of data from over 70 countries. They found just a few extra inches of extreme rainfall during the year could reduce a country's annual growth by half a percentage point, especially in wealthy countries. And merger talks between DirecTV and Dish are reportedly starting again. It comes after a previous attempt to merge about two decades ago, when the FCC and the Department of Justice put a stop to that.
Money news at 24 and 54 minutes past each hour. I'm Julius White on the Black Information Network.
Download the BIN Daily Update every morning on the iHeartRadio app.